With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This is the Celtic Soul Podcast. I'm Andrew Millen and you're all very welcome back. Albanian president and Celtic FC fan Ilija Meta finally got to visit Celtic Park in Glasgow to see the famous Celtic Football Club in the flesh. When Celtic took on Ferencváros at Paradise, and he must have been happy leaving as we all will, as he watched Celtic run out 2-0 winners. After the match, he met Celtic FC fanzines more than 90 minutes and the alternative view at the Central Hotel in Glasgow, along with his great friend and former Celtic player and Albanian captain Rudi Vata. The president chatted about why he started to follow Celtic Football Club, his relationship with the Celtic fans, his first experience of Celtic Park on the day. He also spoke about his good friend Rudi and Rudi's son Rocco Vata, who is making a name for himself in the Celtic B team and with the Republic of Ireland underage teams. And I'd like to pay a special thanks to Matt McGlone, who got us invited along. Matt, thank you so much. It was interesting to meet a president, to say the least. And even better that it's a Celtic supporting president. Don't forget, folks, we are back in Morphy's with our pre-match show, Celtic AM, before Celtic take on St Johnstone. Doors are 11, show kicks off at 12, and the final whistle will be 2 p.m, which will give us plenty of time to get up the road to see Celtic. And just before we introduce the president, can I just thank everybody who turned up on Tuesday before the Ferencváros game for our first ever Celtic AM in Morphy's in Glasgow. And I'd like to thank Joe, Andy and all the staff for looking after us on the day and for everyone who turned up. We had a full house and I have to say, humbling to see so many familiar faces there from our old Celtic AMs back before the lockdown. So once again, thank you so much. And here we go with the president.
I was young and promising weightlifter, but I left early. And he became a great captain of our national team. And he spoke me very highly about Celtic, about the fans, about everything here. And this was a part of my reinforcing of sympathy for Celtic. Also Lord Robertson, the former Secretary of Defense and former Secretary General of NATO, was speaking to me many times at the beginning of the years 2000, when I was also Prime Minister of Albania, meeting frequently because he was also in very good relations with Rudi. And you see, time by time, and then one day I met spontaneously this Celtic fans in Sarajevo. I didn't know that there was a football match that that evening between between Sarajevo and Celtic. But I understood that it was a very noisy atmosphere, and I was going with many official people, delegation, bodyguards accompanying me in the at the center of the city. And you see, there were two crowds that were following each other. And then I saw hoops. And then what?
These
colors, what they are doing here, tourism or whatever. And I told to them, I want to go to greet them on behalf of Rudivata. And when I told them that, and then you see this celebrity, and then the next day, I was shocked because of my Twitter. You were not understanding what was happening, and all these cells were reacting and thanking for me that I was giving some luck to something that evening. And then the next day, I had a t-shirt and scarves that Rudy had given me earlier, and I was posting for them.
Yeah.
And I was dreaming so much for 10 in a row, and this was probably the second time in the history of Celtic that we couldn't succeed, but why not? We have to try for the future, and today we have seen a new team that is growing, and we hope this process is going on. I couldn't be in the paradise to see Fraser Foster, or to see Scott Brown, or to see Ayer, or to see Sugira. I hope to see Forrest soon, and others. But also we saw some young players today, very promising, very active, and improving.
You just came fresh from Celtic Park, right? Just before you arrived, you were singing "You'll Never Walk Alone" before the game kicked off. Can I ask what your first impressions were at Celtic Park and how much you enjoyed the 2-0 victory over Ferencváros?
Okay. I am introduced with atmosphere at the Celtic Park. And I know that at the evening is even much better. And that's the reason probably that the first step was to come in such a timing, let us say. And next time it would be at the evening late. The atmosphere was great. And also Ferencváros was showing that it was a good team. Very good goalkeeper and some players very good, including one Albanian attacker, the number 77. And we know Hungary very well because we followed it in the last European Championship and they equalized with Germany, if I'm not wrong. But also Ferencváros has many foreign players that are very capable. But it was clear that everything dominated because the Celtic players wanted to win, wanted to enjoy their fans. They improved the quality of the game. If the penalty was going to be successful, probably the situation would be much better. I am happy with such an atmosphere, and in particular with the result, because I know that the Celtic fans are determined to support Celtic also in difficult situation, and when there is not also a victory or great success, because football is like that, you cannot win always, and that's the reason that I have such great sympathy for Celtic fans, because they are known throughout the world for their loyalty, for their consistency, and for their values.
In terms of your role as president of Albania, I heard you signed Teksov with Phil Hale to the world leaders. Is that true? And does Celtic make you
that's so many. You see, you cannot imagine Albania. There are so many people, also foreigners, distinguished guests that visit Albania because they see also they follow my Twitter. And many of them say to me, hell, they want to surprise. Also, I didn't know that I was so known here, and I was not noticing it at the Celtic Park, but at the hotel where we were staying and talking with our people, and some other people coming from behind. Are you a president of Albania? Are you prime minister of Albania? I was saying, yes. We started the celebrity at the reception hotel, outside of the hotel, and during all the way. So it has been a great evening.
Really. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah. Andrew? Andrew's from World 90 Minutes magazine, which is a Irish fantasy.
Okay, great.
Mr. President, the man sitting to your left, your good friend, his journey began in our country, Ireland, when communism fell and Rudy was called back into the national team. And something he learned as a young boy was Italian. And he was able to speak with Liam Brady, who was manager of Celtic at the time. How aware were you and his friends back in Albania of the joint steps he was taking for Albania as they went into a new era?
We have been always very proud about Rudy, because he has been always a great and always very promising footballer since he was very, very young. He was shining before communism was falling down, and also later. It's true that during this clash between Albania and Ireland national teams, he was known. But it was told very late to him that there was such interest from the Celtic manager or the
and
he lost some time, but anyway, we are proud that he was playing for Celtic. We are proud for some unforgettable goals that he has done during that time. And I post some of them time to time. He was captaining our national team. And they have won during the time 2-0 against Greece, when Greece was the champion of Europe, and many other unforgettable matches. It was a difficult time at that time, because Albania was in a very deep and chaotic transition, but a very good friend for me, but not only for me, for any other also representatives of Albanian institution. What is more important, is very respected by the Albanian people, very known also today, is active in continuity in public TVs, in private TVs, everywhere, advising and inspiring the young people. But also I'm very happy to have another friend, who is Rocco Vata, and who is his son, and who is also
an Irish international.
I don't want to...
We won't fall out tonight.
For us, the most important is for him to grow professionally and to be very successful, and also he will be another future bridge between us and Celtic, but also us and Irish.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Patrick from Cork Media.
Mr. President, just a quick one. I saw Ruby's son in Cork last week get an unbelievable goal.
Yeah.
One of the best goals I've ever seen in any football game.
So with North Macedonia or with Mexico?
with the under-17s.
Okay.
But I'd just like to know, did you see the goal? Because it was just incredible. Would you agree with me?
I think it was a very good goal for 16 years old.
The goal from distance.
Yes.
It was great.
When you think he's only 16, I think the technique and the timing and the power behind it and everything was almost impossible to think for 16 years old. I haven't seen 16 years, not because he's my son, but I checked. I googled everything.
You should be focused.
But that's only the beginning, I think.
The most important
thing is that he's in the right place right now. He's been getting a fantastic treatment from the Irish FA, from the people in Ireland. Celtic also are doing a great job with him, and they are keeping him right. And I think us as a family as well, we try to keep him right. It's only young, it's just started to build up his career, but he's very promising, and he can be, if he wish, and if he works hard, he can be the next big thing in the table.
Thank you.
Neil's throwing the floor open. Mr. Martin?
Yeah, a similar question. I'm just, I was listening to your son's amazing. He played very well for the B team for Celtic. And then every single week you say he's scoring a goal for Ireland under 17s. So, how do you think he's developing at Celtic and how much is your goal?
Well, I was speaking last night, the president was also interested to find out what Rocco is doing. And I explained to him, even if I had wished in my best dreams, I would never imagine Rocco would do so well for the past 3-4 months with Celtic. It's been unbelievable. He was called in training at the beginning of June to train with under-18s, and then for some reason they asked him to go and play to train with the B team, and then after 1 week with B team, the manager asked Tommy McIntyre to send two young boys from the B team to train with the A team. So it happened so quick. So, and it shows me that he has improved a lot in a matter of short period. And he's been focused, and he's been putting the right work in place. And he's listening, and he's doing the right thing. But the way he's performing, I believe, for 16 years old, playing with men, against men, I think he's showing that he's got the qualities. He's not afraid. He's a brave boy, and also he's got the technique that in Scottish game I think you don't see many skillful player in general. And Rolo has got everything, because he's God gave him so many qualities, and I think this is something that no many young boys can have and can get. I hope he appreciates what God has given him, and I tell him every day he needs to make sure that he's doing extra work, and what if he do today what others want, then tomorrow I tell him he can do what others can't.
Sure.
So more or less he needs to work harder than anybody else to go right to the top, because his build up is all ingredients is to go right to the top. As I say, Celtic, I think, is keeping him right, and they are giving him the right treatment for sure, and he appreciates that. He's a quiet boy, and he's an intelligent boy, but again, it's only 16, and we've seen in the past many big talents. At this stage, they start and earn some money, they start and get some fame. So we have to keep him right, and we have to make sure that he's not having a bad company. You know, there is a saying that show me your friends, I show you your future. It all depends who he's surrounded with.
Yeah.
And he should surround himself with better people, people where he can learn, he can improve, and that's it. Because if he goes for lower, below his standard, then we have a problem. But as I say, he's only young. Celtic, they are sure, they know, they have a big chance with him to build him right to the top in the right way. And it's been a long time, I think, since Celtic produced a top striker or top offensive player. And I think Rocco, they realize this is something they can work hard on. And if you work all together, I think everything will be fine. So,
yes.
Gentlemen,
for the present, actually, excluding obviously Rudy Barrett, Mr. Barrett here, who would be your favourite Celtic player of all time?
It's difficult to say only one. Okay, I can mention a few just to understand me. Johan Cruyff.
Celtic.
From Celtic. Dalglish. Rudy was saying from Scottish and Celtic. Fraser Foster. Scott Brown, the great wall. Have been my this have been my favorite. Julien, Ayer, the Norwegian, has been. Today I like very much Jota, who was playing. But there were many new names for me. I liked also very much. Number 7, this Greek he gave a new dynamism and increasing pressure, very good. Of course, the author of the goal, Kyogo, was very cool, because the Hungarian goalkeeper was very good also. And we are suffering also so much with the Hungarian goalkeepers in the last two matches of our national team. But what I like more is that they wanted to win first. And second, they improved the quality of the game. There are some very young and promising players. And we hope that Forrest and some others that cannot play for different reasons to join soon. Rudy can speak more, but which was the best player and which is the best player sets themselves. Yes.
They were
increasing pressure. They were, giving strength to the players, and I think that this is the foundation of Celtic as a team, which is known and recognized and respected from everyone.
But Dave, what do you feel about the Glasgow Derby and seeing your own experiences, and how fierce was it and how amazing was it? What was the kind of players you came up against? Who's your main rivals when you played in that derby?
Well, when you think at the time, I was lucky because I had lots of Scottish guys who played for Celtic at the time who told me and explained exactly what it means, And when you have guys like Paul McStay in the team, who's been in the team, and you have top players like John Collins, who was at the time, was Charlie Nickus was with the team, and we had some some top names in Scottish football, and I was new, I was learning about the game, but the first game was very exciting, you know, and you understand that this is different, it's a different level, you know, it's not just the way, just the game itself, but the preparation and the mind games before the game, the way they win each other, and the history, it's a beautiful story, but when you enter, you become part of that story, then you understand, and it's something that you live, it lives for it with you forever. And I was lucky I scored against them. And I know they've been maybe much better players than me at Celtic. They never had the opportunity to score against them, against Hans, whoever you call it. It's different to be a fan, and it's different to have that feeling when you score, you know? It's a feeling you cannot explain, you know? You score against them, then I was not sure that it's happening or not happening. It feels like you're in a dream, you know? But then you realize it's something that happened to you when that, and you know yourself after that game, the fans, how they can treat you.
Have you ever had to buy a drink in Glasgow since?
No, just me. But there were so many lucky Albanians who visited Glasgow. Soon as they find out, the Celtic fans find out that they are Albanians, they were getting drinks.
And we have to think and to work in the future to organize a fans convention. In the middle of Mediterranean.
Yes.
In between Italy and Greece. Greece and Croatia.
It's just a question for the president. Just like, as being a Celtic fan, is there a particular moment that stands out, like your best moment of being a Celtic fan? Like, it could be a game or a goal.
The moment my year Celtic was so deep, at any moment.
For today or in general?
Just in general. Like, okay. What's your favorite?
In general, I had some moments. One of them is when Celtic won with Lazio in Rome. And I was for a visit in Italy, in the southern part of Italy, because there are some very old Albanian communities there. And I couldn't follow the match, but I was following through the media, and it was a fantastic
jam.
Second, I had an unforgettable moment when I was following, it was Celtic and Rangers, if I'm not wrong, and Morelos.
That's the penalty.
He was a penalty, if I'm not wrong, and Fraser Foster has he was really a wall, and it turned the match, and it was a great emotional moment. So there are many moments, because you see, there is such dynamism, and but things go so fast.
But I think today was his magic moment, meeting the fans and experiencing the Celtic Park. Today was really. I told the president that there were 51,000 fans today in the stadium. I told them the reason is not full because people are working. And
yeah,
so
yeah, you know,
yeah.
And also we are in pandemia. We should not neglect it.
Exactly. But if hopefully next season we be part of the Champions League, so he will experience something really special.
And also when you come in Albania, also we have there Celtic supporters club. Yeah, 100 meters far from president office. You can see books, colors, everything. Join here. So, and we can have a coffee also.
Is the next president going to be a Celtic
fan? I'm not quite sure, but if you are a Celtic, you are always so. I'm always so. Fans of Celtic are growing. Huh? First of all, thanks to Rudy. I've given my modest contribution, but also Rocco, it's very important. I would wish to see also Albin Ajeti, who represents Switzerland, but with Albanian, and his brother was playing for Albanian national team. I have to see now him here in the hall. And I hope to see very soon Rabovata again for Celtic to increase his contribution. And also I hope in the future also some other talented Albanian to play for Celtic.
Sorry, Matt, we've catch a plane. Okay, welcome back to Ireland, Mr. President. But can I give you a gift from our supporters club and our little magazine, which is 20 years old this year? And could we get a picture with you with the scarf?
Okay, we'll give it to you. And as you are a journalist, I have been also a commentator of football in the national radio when I was a student.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Brilliant.
Hail, hail.
Hail, hail. Yeah, great.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.